when I met with my storyteller, I became incredibly impassioned about the project because of the connection that I had with her. In a way, I was speaking for her, but in a way speaking for myself because of the nature of her experiences. We're similar in age and what we've had to do to succeed. There was a lot of patterns between my storyteller's life and my life because I had experienced some medical issues that ended up forcing me to get rid of the apartment that I had, and I ultimately would have been homeless if not for the fact that my sister and her husband invited me to live with them. Even if I was houseless, I wasn't homeless, and that resounded with me very much. An Unfairy Tale, written by Dory Graham. When my sister and I were young, we often would watch Walt Disney movies about beautiful princesses in far-off countries. In our favorite stories, the heroines would begin their story as pretty, pure-hearted young women who, through struggles and determination, and maybe a little bit of magic, would overcome their difficult circumstances to reach a state of happily ever after. Now, I'm fairly certain that no one ever told me my life would be a fairy tale. In fact, I was continually told that life isn't fair. However, I was just as frequently told as a child that through hard work, I could do anything to which I set my mind. And I had dreams of getting my degree in visual arts from the University of St. Francis. So, when I got my first job at the age of 15, I began setting aside money to help pay $24,000 a year in tuition. Unfortunately, I did not foresee the additional personal and financial difficulties that developed during my junior and senior years of high school. I don't want to seem like a victim or a martyr, but when my father lost his job, my parents removed the money I had in my savings account without consulting me. Soon, their financial woes led to bankruptcy and divorce. It was at this time that my mother informed me that the man I had known as Dad my entire life was really my stepfather. My father felt no need to resume any responsibility for me once I had learned the truth. By then, I was a freshman at St. Francis. In order to afford my first year, I accepted any loans available to me. This meant that the bulk of my debt was unsubsidized, but it was the only assistance I could receive due to my parents' financial history. Around the time that I was completing my spring semester, my mother and sister moved to Ohio. Since my father had made it apparent that I was no longer his daughter, I found myself without a place to live during the summer months. And there it was. I was displaced. Not only had I lost my father figure, my nuclear family, and my college savings within the space of 2 years, I no longer had a place to live, let alone call home. I am now a senior at St. Francis. Through sheer determination and exhaustive efforts, I have worked full-time while completing 18 to 24 credit hours each semester for the past 4 years. I have lived in my vehicle. I have shuffled between friends' houses. I have sporadically stayed with my generous aunt. My belongings are scattered between my grandfather's garage, the trunk of my car, and anywhere I can find a bed for the night. Sometimes when I look at my life, I'm overwhelmed with sadness. I am not just houseless, I'm homeless. I knew that going to college would mean that I would need to make sacrifices and work hard, but I never guessed that my Disney princess montage, you know, the moment in the movie when the girl would show her worth and change her life with perseverance and willpower while singing about her plight, would take this long. I'm doing everything they tell you to do if you want to succeed. I work 40-hour weeks, I get good grades, and yet I am always a few payments behind. I will graduate with several tens of thousands of dollars against my name. I try not to feel the shame of my circumstances, but it is difficult to dream of the future, hard to have pride in my accomplishments when I don't always have a place to sleep at night. Throughout this entire experience, there has been one consolation, however. Cinderella had to rely on her fairy godmother to get her from the sooty fireside to the grand steps of a castle. But when I make it there, I'll be able to say that I did it without magic. I did it on my own.